Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
A key U.S. ally facing new leadership.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
Canadian Prime Minister and Liberal Party leader Justin Trudeau stepping down after months of political turmoil.
It has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option.
Trudeau was once a prominent leader on the global stage, but has faced anger in Canada over the economy, inflation, and political chaos. And the pressure ramped up with the re-election of President-elect Trump, who has said he'll impose a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from Canada. After Trump's victory, Trudeau paid a visit to Mar-a-Lago, later posting that he was looking forward to working with Trump. Elected in 2015, Trudeau is one of the longest-serving PMs in Canada's history and faced declining popularity in recent years. In 2019, Trudeau apologized for photos of him in blackface from 2 decades earlier, that scandal threatening his re-election. And in 2021, COVID vaccine mandates sparked widespread trucker protests around the country. Trudeau's time in office also sidetracked with personal problems. In 2023, he separated from his wife, Sophie Gregoire, after 18 years of marriage. As Trudeau's polls have sunk, President-elect Trump has increased the pressure. Trump saying yesterday he'd like to work with a possible conservative successor.
It would be very good. Our views would be more aligned, certainly.
Trump has repeatedly suggested Canada should be the 51st state, posting overnight, "Together, what a great nation it would be." It's part of an apparent recent theme in his post calling for more U.S. territory, recently advocating that America take over the Panama Canal, and overnight repeating interest in Greenland, saying his son Don Jr. is traveling there and posting, "The people will benefit tremendously if and when it becomes part of our nation."
Now, the Greenland idea has been a popular talking point for Trump. He also floated it during his first presidency. Nothing came of that, but as he's renewed the idea this time around, Greenland's leaders have said it's not for sale.
It's not for sale, everybody. It's not for sale. You know, oh, my God. So let it begin. Let it begin. Let the second Trump era unfold before your very eyes, everybody. He had a one-hour off-the-rails, lie-infested, you know, like the truth would be easier to pick out than the lies. The lies would take 28, 30, 40, 50 pages. Okay, and the truth, the little nuggets of truth in there would take, 15 seconds, basically, is what that was. It's really, really sick and twisted. I'm having sort of a come to Jesus with my own self, which is, you know, easy. Jesus is in me. He is, after all, the King of the Jews. Okay, I just said that to irritate everybody who hates Jews. That's the only reason why I bring that up. But he is the King of the Jews. So come to Jesus with, me and Jesus. It's like, it's all, it's inside. So you don't have to go far is the point. So, okay, I was like, how do I cover this? What do I do about these 1 hour field days of a festival of lies? You know, like, what do I do about it? Do I play? No, I said no. And Jesus said, do unto others as, you know. So I'll spare you most of it is basically what I've come to. But, oh, my God, he was threatening war against Greenland. He was threatening war against Panama. No, I'm not kidding. He was asked directly, spot on point, will you use military force to take back the Panama Canal? Now, the really crazy part is a lot of MAGA, a lot of that, part of the country decided that they would vote for Trump because they believe that Trump is a peacemaker, that Trump is the guy who makes the peace, that Trump is the only president who ever presided over a period in American history where we weren't at war. But I got news for you. Biden is. Yes. Swear to God. You know, when we see the handoff in less than 2 weeks, when we see the handoff, you will have a fact of life, a fact of American life, a fact of American military history, a fact of American history that cannot go without you knowing. And that is that for the first time in 24 years, which includes last time I checked, the old Trump administration. I know it seems like only yesterday to some, and to others it seems like, you know, 20 years ago, whatever floats your boat, baby. Did I say Panama Canal war? Yeah. Okay. So this will be the first time in 24 years that we will not have U.S. troops deployed anywhere overseas. First time in 24 years. Now, Trump likes to lie and say, oh, we weren't at war. But of course, you know, he was taking out Soleimani and he was bombing Syrian air bases and, you know, doing a whole bunch of crap. We were still deployed in Afghanistan. As you know, Donald Trump did the Doha agreement in the UAE and, you know, made the deal that we would exit Afghanistan on a date certain. You know, he always says, oh, why would I signal my military plans? That would just be stupid. But he did. He negotiated with the Taliban. He gave a date certain that we would be out. He left 2,400 troops in Afghanistan, handed it off to Biden. Okay, so that's the scene there. But today he had this really crazy press conference where he was talking about Panama, the Panama Canal, and it was a split screen. This was very disturbing for me because, you know, did I bring up Jesus? Yes, I did. Why? Well, Jesus is on my mind only because I feel like with Jimmy Carter passing, you know, listen, Jimmy Carter was one of the most devout evangelical Christians anyone will ever encounter, whether they're reading about him or they were lucky enough to have a phone call with him. I did, or lucky enough to know him in some way. Or had, you know, an introduction to him somewhere along the line, or just knew him from being from Plains, Georgia, okay? He was one of the most devout evangelical Christians you will ever come across in any of those, venues. He was our president. In this weird way, the answer to what would America do if Jesus was alive and Jesus was, you know, in public office, what would they do? Is pretty obvious, because if you think about Jimmy Carter and you think about the only thing Jimmy Carter believed in, which was God and America, in that order, but God and America, and we didn't reelect him, that this was a man in the 70s who put solar panels on the White House. This was a man in the 70s who understood what the world wanted from us in this massive quest for oil and gas, and wasn't willing to pay it, wasn't willing to do it. This was a man who was double-crossed by a Republican president incoming, Ronald Reagan, who literally engaged in foreign policy that said, no, hold the American hostages until after America votes. Just hold them. Don't release. And then you can deal with me and I won't do anything. This scenario is playing itself out again with hostages being held in tunnels in Gaza. We don't know if they're dead. We don't know if they're alive. We know they were taken. And today, Donald Trump was saying, if you don't release the hostages on a date certain, the day that I'm sworn in, if they're not home, Americans and Israelis, if they're not home, all hell is going to break loose in the Middle East. Which makes me think MAGA was somehow misled, that Donald Trump is the peacemaker. We've had the peacemakers. We've had them. We've had them as president. We just had Biden, who made the peace. And pulled us out of Afghanistan after 20 long, disgusting years. We had Jimmy Carter, who made the peace, the longest lasting peace in the Middle East, Egypt and Israel.